am Mr. Zero, baby, and you're listening to WDGY, 740 AM, 92.1 FM, 103.7 FM, and streaming at 107.1. G'day. Welcome to today's show, eh? Today, from Toronto, Canada, The Rush. Day, eh? Welcome to another edition of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. This week's episode is brought to you by Impact Guitar Picks from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, 54024. They are the official guitar pick sponsor of Kissin' Time Minneapolis, the 1974 Kiss tribute. This week we are covering Early Rush. You just heard Before and After from My Love Dee Dee from Rush's first album in March of 1974. Rush was formed in Toronto, Canada by Alex Lifeson, born Alexander Zivonovich on the 27th of August, 1953. He was the son of Serbian immigrants. Lifeson is Serbian for his real last name. Also with the drummer, John Howard Rutsey, born the 23rd of July in 1952 in Toronto, Canada. Unfortunately, he expired on the 11th of May in 2008. Finalizing the group, bassist Gary Lee Weinrib, born the 29th of July 1953, from Polish immigrants. They were Auschwitz survivors. He is known better as Getty Lee. How Getty came about was his mother's Yiddish accent trying to pronounce the word Gary. Their very first single came out in late 73. The A side was Not Fade Away, the Buddy Holly tune, and the B side was You Can't Fight It, written by John Rutsey. John Rutsey was also the lyricist before Neil Peart came along later on in our story. They did a concert that was filmed, and you can catch it on YouTube. Runs about 45 minutes. It's from July of 1974. And they did a couple of unreleased tunes. One of them was I've Been Runnin' and The Loser. Not on any album, folks. Worth checking out. Coming up now from February of 1975, from the Fly By Night album, Beneath, Between, Behind. Followed by No One at the Bridge from September of 1975 from Caress of Steel.
Save my
That was from the album Caress of Steel. When Paul Stanley heard it, he told Geddy Lee, "I don't get it." About June of 1974, the original drummer John Rutsey had to leave the band due to complications of diabetes. They found one Neil Elwood Peart, born on the 12th of September 1952 in Ontario, Canada. He was a huge Keith Moon and Buddy Rich fan, kind of melded the two together. When Neil first joined the band, they did a showcase at Electric Ladyland Studios, and they did one of the few cover tunes that I know of that Neil did before the covers EP many years later, Bad Boy, which was by Larry Williams, but they learned it from the Beatles and kind of beefed it up. That's also out there on YouTube, worth checking out. Rush was one of my very first concerts on the 26th of May in 1978 in Sioux City, Iowa, on the Farewell to Kings / Archives tour. Archives was the newest release at the time. It had come out a month earlier. I saw him later on the 9th of September 1982 in Omaha, Nebraska on the Signals tour. Many people do not realize the bands Kiss and Rush were the best of friends. They performed over 70 concerts together in 1974 and 1975. They were the best of friends. Ace and Alex hung out together. Paul and Geddy hung out together. And Peter and Neil hung out together. Gene was a loner, off with the groupies. If you didn't know, Rush called it quits in January of 2018. They decided after 40 years that was enough. Coming up now from the 2112 album from April of 1976, Alex Lifeson's Lessons, followed by the live version of Working Man with Neil on drums from September of 1976. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much. We'd like to take you back to our first album and do something. This is called Working Man.
you'd like to find out more about Rush, check out my article on RosevillePatch.com or MrZeros.com. Their roadie, Ian Grandy, he actually read my article and sent me corrections, and you can read Ian Grandy's corrections of my Rush article on the RosevillePatch.com and MrZeros.com. Pretty cool. Also, you can hear previous episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello radio show on MrZeros.com. Simply go to the podcast key, press that, and the list of previous episodes is available. This show has been recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul, sponsored by Jambot's Railroad Train for Android and iOS. Also by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, selling vinyl records like you're listening to now, CDs and cassettes, Nintendo video games, VHS and DVDs, and toys from decades ago. Taking you out from September 1977, off the Farewell to Kings, is Cinderella Man.
They might, they cannot steal your